Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Why do I love that? Love the movie. Love James Earl Jones. Love baseball. It's back today. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. We got Ree. We got Ben. We got Seltzer. It's 94 WIP. And Scott Fransky on the call coming up in 7 hours when the Phil season starts. And it'll be Trey Turner stepping in as one of the most notable additions in the history of, let's be real, Philadelphia sports as a free agent. $300 million man. One thing I'm struck by hearing James Earl Jones talk there, because he's talking about, you know, through the years. And baseball's changed a lot through the years, although a lot's stayed the same and a lot's changed. Guys, we are about to embark today. Phillies game, all these games. First time in the history of baseball, the pitch clock in a Major League Baseball game. The first time. I mean, that James Earl Jones thing, what he's talking about is 150 years. I mean, I guess back then he was talking about 120 years, back in like 1989 or something. I mean, this thing's been around since the 1800s. And today is the first day in the history of Major League Baseball that there will be a pitch clock, and count me on the record as someone who's really happy about it. I wish it didn't have to come to this, but the players abuse the privilege, both pitchers and hitters, of, you know, just having a pace that is, let's call it, just reasonable and fair to the fans. So, John, I look forward to the 2.5 hour game instead of the 3 hour and 15 minute game. I really do.
Absolutely. Shaved 26 minutes on average off of the games in spring training. I'll take it.
It's a huge difference.
I love it. Everyone loves it. Everyone,
I think most
not
people
everyone.
Do.
I think a lot of people love it.
I think
there's still some purists out there. Yeah.
What's weird is I haven't really noticed a difference other than the fact that the games are going faster.
Well, it shows you how inconsequential their actions were.
Correct. And nothing has changed. I watched this whole webinar yesterday for Major League Baseball. It was about an hour and a half long. It was really cool to watch, but none of the numbers have changed.
Right.
None of them. That batting average haven't changed. Now they have changed a little bit because of the shift. But nothing has changed in spring training due to the numbers and the pitch time.
I mean, here's the analogy, Ben, I'll give you with where baseball had gotten before the pitch clock. It'd be like in football. What do you have, John, in football? Is it 40 seconds between plays?
No.
What is it?
Isn't it 25?
I thought it – I don't know. I really don't know. Anyway.
I thought it was 35.
Wow, we're really on top of these things here.
All right
now.
Well, whatever it is, it'd be like in recent years if football just permitted a minute and 20 seconds. Like, no problem. Minute and 20 seconds. And then here's what I know. I know enough about life and enough about sports to know this. It wouldn't be as exciting. I mean, it's just like it would be absurd to wait a minute and 20 seconds for the next play. And that's what baseball had gotten to. I mean, you get to the point where you were waiting 30, 40, 45, 50 seconds for a freaking pitch. So anyway, I'm just saying, I'm glad baseball. Look, baseball might have to tweak it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And my guess is they'll probably have to tweak something. But I think for the most part,
it's a great place to start.
I think they're there. I think they're in a really sweet spot as far as where to start. Slight alteration, but really close to the bullseye.
The NFL, you've got 25 seconds after administrative stoppages, 40 seconds to snap the ball after the previous play ends.
Yep. So I was the most close to right.
40 or 25.
Just want to point out, Hammer.
Oh, my God. How does your head get in the door every day?
Both the
it is astounding. The answer, Ree, is it's a really big doorway. That's the answer to the question. Let's go to the phones. We're going to get to our Ben likes that one.
Enough about me. Let's talk about me.
Yeah, right.
Come on. I'm just,
my man, me.
I'm just joking. I hope people know I'm just joking. I'm really not arrogant. I'm tremendous.
But not really.
I'm tremendous
You're
in sports trivia.
Joking a little.
Joking only a little. Only a tiny little bit, actually. Yeah. All right, our predictions, likely mine will be the most accurate, but we'll find out. James, I was off by one game last year, right?
I believe so, yeah.
One game.
Wow, you're the only one keeping track.
Yeah, he's the only one who knew that, for sure. Were...
I was like borderline rooting against the Phillies in the last game.
I remember. I remember.
Awful. All right, so our predictions for this season up ahead shortly. Let's go to Bridget right now. Hi, Bridget.
Hey, guys. Happy opening day.
Thank you, Bridget.
Yes, okay. Now... my favorite moment in Phillies history, I forget what game it was, but it was when Lenny Dykstra, he was chewing tobacco, and next thing you know, he swallowed it, and the next thing you know, he hit a home run, and then when he comes home, you can see the tobacco coming out of his mouth.
Wow. Well, I don't remember him swallowing it, but I remember him hitting a lot of big homers. And I also remember, and Ben will probably remember this as a catcher, when Lenny Dykstra was dropping bombs of tobacco around Rick Dempsey in Los Angeles, and it got so excessive that old man Rick Dempsey, catching for the Dodgers, stood up, and they brawled at home plate. Do you remember that?
I do.
It's like 91, yeah. 92, 90.
Rick Dempsey said, I've had enough. I've had enough.
I mean, John, how irritated would you be if you're the catcher, and Lenny is just dropping bombs of tobacco right where you're squatting.
Pretty gross.
How about if you were...
All series, by the way. Every game, oh, my God.
You'd stay at the vet, and later in the ballgame, you would just... They looked like cow patties out in center field at the vet. There was so much tobacco, he just took his wad out and just chucked it.
Oh, my
God.
It's
amazing.
All right, Bridget, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, Joe, I'm going to predict you are definitely going to beat the hammer with your caller tomorrow because nobody has beat you. You're the champ. You got this one.
Thank you. I'm going to be like Marciano, Rocky Marciano, the only undefeated boxer in the history of heavyweight bouts. I'm going to be like him. When we retire this morning show 30 years from now, I will have been undefeated the whole way. Yeah, probably not, actually.
You know what happened to Rocky Marciano, didn't you?
Well, he eventually died.
In a plane crash,
yeah.
Right?
No. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think he did. I think Rocky...
I'm thinking of somebody else.
I don't know. I don't think he died in play. I don't know. All right, Bridget,
hey,
give
Joe,
me a great...
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Of all the players this year, who's going to break, I'm not sure if they can do it, break Mike Schmidt's record?
Which one?
Out of all the players.
I don't know. Again, Bridget, thanks for the call. I don't know which record we're talking. If we're talking home runs in a season, for him, it's already been broken because... So what was it? Tommy tied it, and then Ryan Howard broke it. Ryan Howard smashed it. Did Schwarber have more? What did he have last year? 46?
46.
And Schmitty's tops was 48, I believe.
Correct.
48 and 80. So Ryan Howard's probably the only guy from the Phillies that have ever gone above that.
Yeah. Yeah.
58.
Yeah.
58. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to Joe right now in Northeast Philadelphia. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? After Ike's tirade, I think James should postpone that Chuck's thing Friday. And what a better choice would have Ike go up against you in the and the beat the hammer.
No, I know,
on
but
Friday.
Joe, you got to remember, I care about Ike. I won't want to embarrass him.
Right. Okay. I want to talk about the Phillies, but in reference to the running back, you know, whether Howard saying, no, don't take a running back. if Howie can read that draft board, and you don't have to get Robinson at 10, he could come down. I see in one of the mock drafts, they had the Tampa Bay taking him at 17. You come down, like, say, five slots and get him. What I say about getting this guy, he was at 3 years at Texas, right? And his first freshman year, he didn't carry the ball. A whole lot, but you still got like 500-600 yards. Then he had an 1,100 yard sophomore year at 1,800. And how many times do you think this? From what I heard during the year, how many times do you think this young man has fumbled the football
this season? I'll guess
his career. Let's
go with one.
Hasn't fumbled the ball at all.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, and when you go up against Mahomes and stuff during the year, you know some of those games that we lost was time of possession, and you know, and having him run the RPOs with Jalen even protects him more, you know. And I like I said, I wouldn't mind him getting him. Reference to the Phillies, Ben. you know, like Mr. Ravish said there, I like the Phillies. If you get Nola 200 innings, 200 strikeouts, and Suarez can pitch 25 to 30 starts, you know, that's a question now because...
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. You know, like Rio was saying, DeGrom's scheduled to throw 65 pitches. Well, none of our starters have been stretched out, you know? So these games, it's going to be the use of that bullpen, like Brogdon for a couple innings or...
Oh, there's no question. Heavy bullpen early in the... Look, it's heavy bullpen pretty much all year, but it's really heavy bullpen early in the year. Joe, give me a big answer here. You got a shot to win Adam Sandler tickets. A great moment in Phillies history.
2008 World Series... were was suspended, and who was Charlie going to bring up?
Yeah,
to bat.
Sure was.
And Mr. Jenkins hits a double, we're off and running.
Sure did. And here's the other thing that's ironic about that: I kind of feel like it might have been his only hit of the whole season. He stunk. Seltzer, he was not very good, man. I mean,
he was a disappointment. There's no doubt.
And he had like 200 career homers or something.
He was a good player, Milwaukee.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
It not 48 straight hours of who he was going to put in there?
I mean,
we had, and that I don't think anybody mentioned him.
And I think, it was him or Dobbs, right, James?
Yep.
Him or Dobber. And a lot of people thought it would be Dobbs because Dobbs was a better hitter. But he went with Jenkins, and he smoked that ball left center field. All right, right now I want everyone to lean back in a Regency Furniture chair and listen to me.
Lean back.
All right, because Regency Furniture, affordable, never looked so good. So here's the deal. This is a let's lay it on the line as we do before the start of every season in Philadelphia sports, and we make our predictions. We got the King, Howard Eskin, earlier with his 2023 Phillies prediction, which he said 88 wins. He said the Braves win the division and the Phillies finish in second place. So each of us will go on the record with, and it's too bad, James, I forgot to get Ruben's prediction earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
See if you can text him. See,
okay.
Text Ruben and let's try to get Ruben on the record on this front. John, let's start with you. We're looking for wins. We're looking for who wins the division. And we're looking for what place the Phillies finish in. By the way, I want everyone, if you can, please write your answer down so there's no alterations. After the first person is gone, I have my answers written down. All right, Mr. Richie, you get first crack at it. What do you got?
I have the Philadelphia Phillies. And I tried to be analytical and mathematical about this. I went back and looked at their record last year with and without
manager.
Manager.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
It was a 70-win pace with Joe Girardi. It was a 95-win pace with Topper.
Which, by the way, while incredible, still would have put the Phillies in third place.
I understand.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
I understand.
But anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to go 95
that's
wins.
That's a solid number, man.
The Phillies win the NL East.
Wow.
And I am bolstered by Carl Ravitch's approval on this front. I was wavering.
Yeah, you were thinking Braves earlier, I know. Yeah. And so Carl Ravitch convinced you.
Carl Ravitch brought me around.
Okay.
I do believe, it will be trying at times as we try to adjust to life without Bryce and move some things around. But I love what this team's about to do. I love the camaraderie. I love the belief. That matters the most right now. And it's something we have not had.
Yeah. Well,
the last
none of us have had it in them and perhaps them in themselves. Rhea, your wins, the division winner, in what place?
You're not going to believe this, and just to prove it, I showed it to James as John was talking. 95 wins, first place, Trey Turner MVP.
Wow.
We're twinning.
Yes, we're twinning.
All right, there it is.
Right too, Rhea.
Seltzer, what do you got?
Yeah, I made my prediction on high hopes last night, so I will stick with it. 94 wins,
whoa,
second place in the division, but... the Phillies are winning the World Series this year. I actually, I in my soul, believe the Phillies are going to win the World Series this year.
Okay. So just though to clarify.
We weren't asking for it.
Not that it matters.
We weren't asking
now
for it, but I went over the top.
All right. Now that we know they're going to win the World Series, but I'm curious, is it the Braves or the Mets in the division?
The Braves.
The Braves. All right. Mr. Ben Davis, the one guy here who played pro baseball. Ben, what do you got?
I got 89 wins.
Oh.
Wow.
And I have them winning the division.
Wow. Ooh, wow. A down year.
I'd explain that. I'm confused.
I don't think we're paying enough attention to this change in schedule.
The schedule balance is crazy.
Yeah.
They're going from, six games against divisions to 52?
Yeah, so going from 19 games to 13 games, and there's a lot of I just think that they're – it's just not going to be – I think they're going to beat up on each other within the division in those 13 games, and I think that's why the number's going to be lower.
So here's what I'm confused by. They play the great teams in the division less. They also play the bad teams in the division less. I mean, wouldn't that bolster the number? I mean, knowing that two of your teams you're going against are hellacious?
Well,
like, shouldn't the number go up, not down?
That's well, I mean, let's face it. The Phillies made the playoffs last year because they faced the Nationals so many times.
Yeah, that helped.
Well, you know what I mean? That and the third wild card.
And the third wild card.
I mean, really.
But I'm telling you right now, the Marlins are not a team to sleep on. They're just not. Their starting rotation is excellent. And they made some. Yeah. They got Segura. They got Luis Arraez, who was the American League batting champion last year. They're not a team to sleep on. I'm telling you, I just don't think that number is going to be as high as you might think.
My prediction for the Phillies is 93 wins, that the Braves win the division, and the Phillies finish in second place. I see a drop-off for the Mets, both because of how their season ended last year and because of the loss of Diaz. Look, if the Phillies win 93 games, they'll obviously make the playoffs. To make the playoffs, probably got to get to about 86, maybe 85, maybe 87, maybe 88. Depends on how it shakes out. By the way, James, let me quick question for you here because I'm curious. You and Ben would know this probably better than the rest of us. How many teams this year in the National League are trying to make the playoffs? So let me just frame it this way. Last year, it was the six teams that made it plus the Brewers and the Giants. They really were the only eight teams that either had a payroll or talent where their fan base could feel like they had a shot, and they certainly did have a shot. Is it the same eight teams this year or not?
Yeah, I would even throw the Giants in there last year, even though they faded off. They were a team that
was trying. No, they were trying. They definitely tried.
So I would throw the Giants in there. That's pretty much it. There are a couple teams that have some young players who could surprise, like the Diamondbacks have the top prospect of baseball coming up, rookie year favorite, Corbin Carroll. They've got some nice young players. They could maybe win 80-something games and surprise, but in terms of teams that are really going for it, fully going for it, it's the same teams as last year.
Yeah. I mean, Ben, I'll say this, and these guys know how I feel. I'll just say it to you and everyone listening. I got to get on record one last time. I hate the third wild card. It bums me out that there's six spots for eight teams. I think it's too much of a safety net.
Yeah.
Too much. Like, I think there would be greater intrigue in the approach to the season and how to utilize the guys and all that if you felt like there was only four teams. And then the games would, let's be real, they would matter more. Stakes would be higher all regular season.
Yeah, I would like to agree with you, but look what it gave. Look what that third wild card gave us last year.
I know.
Can you still be against it?
It's something we haven't seen in forever.
Well, just you guys talk to me when the Phils win the division and they get clipped in like three games.
Why is that your assumption?
Because
why
it's going to happen some year.
That we get the short end of the stick.
Because I saw it in 2010 and 2011 when the Phillies had the best record in the National League and they got beat in a short series by inferior teams. So it will happen.
That's baseball.
Yeah. Well, it's what baseball's become. Right? I mean, come on. I mean, listen, James, you referenced earlier that the Los Angeles Dodgers last year won 111.
I mean, baseball playoffs are chaos.
They are. It is part of why they're fun. Yeah. I agree with you. I just wish
so
there was 14.
The more, the merrier.
What do you want, 20, 25? You want 25 teams?
I appreciate the fact that we were in the playoffs last year, and we made it to the World Series because of this rule.
Let the Pirates.
And teams got to care into September instead of their season being over in August. The way you want to do it, most teams' season be over in August
Be the arbitrator here, or just the ruler.
I'm in total favor of it.
Six teams you think is the right number?
Yeah, I do. I'm in favor of the third wild card.
Boom.
I am.
Okay.
It's good for the game.
Do you think the Eagles getting into the playoffs the year before was a benefit to Jalen Hurts, even though they got their
but as a sports fan, I think
he's not talking from a Philly perspective. He's talking from an overall sports fan perspective.
Okay. Yeah, I get the argument that we enjoyed 2021 Eagles making it, 2022 Phils making it. I get it. I can separate myself from that and say I just don't think it's the best thing for the product for baseball or football nationally. But look, it is what it is. I'm going to complain forever about it, but I'll also deal with it because there's nothing else I can do. All right, 215-592-9494. Times yours is up ahead. We'll get a couple prop bets out there for you related to Kyle Schwarber home runs and more. Joe DeCameron, John Rich, it's all up ahead on 94 WIP. Hey, grand slams, no hitters, double plays, they're all back. They're all back, including a pitch clock, by the way, which isn't back. It's in for the first time. And there's no better place to get in on the MLB action than FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can step to the plate with a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. That's $1,000 when you go to FanDuel.com/hammer to sign up, place your first bet, and get up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win. Now, so many different ways you can bet, including, of course, just today's game. We got a game coming up in 7.5 hours, or which team will make the playoffs, or the over-under, how many wins they'll get. All of that's there for you, including who's going to win the whole thing at the end of October with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. So don't miss your chance to get a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000 and sign up using promo code HAMMER. So go to FanDuel.com/hammer.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Whiz Kids had won it. Bobby Thompson had done it. And Yogi read the comics all the while.
Look at this.
Rock and roll.
Seltzer pulling out all the stops on opening day.
Everyone I could, buddy.
Love it. By the way, I got to say, I support Aaron Nola getting the start.
Me too.
I think Wheeler is slightly better. And it's slight. I think he's slightly better. But I like giving the nod to the homegrown guy who's been here the whole time. So Aaron Nola will get the ball for the sixth time in his career on an opening day. By the way, he's facing one of the great pitchers of this era, but a pitcher who can like barely pitch, Jacob DeGrom. I mean, Ben, you know the deal with this guy, man. I mean, all-timer for the few innings he pitches, yeah. But it's few innings.
Very few.
Very
few. The fact that he'd go in 65 pitches, I mean, I understand why he's hurt. The human body is not meant to do what he can do with a baseball, and that's the reason he's hurt all the time. Yeah. It's just not meant to throw a pitch at 103 right. miles an hour and throw a slider at 94.
Yeah.
It's not meant to do that.
Well, maybe
he
should have dialed back then. I don't know. I mean, I'm just
– You can't change
But he also got 100 – what do you get, 100 and – 80 million or
yeah,
something from
185 over five. Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. So we all made our predictions last segment, except we didn't get Ruben's prediction when he was last with us. Ruben Amaro with us right now. Hey, Don Rube.
What's happening, guys? How's it going? Hey, Ben, I can't wait to see you later on.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Rube, happy opening day to you, man. I mean, you did it as a player. You did it as a general manager, obviously a broadcaster, the whole deal. All right. So Rube, let's get your prediction here. We're looking for win total for the Phillies. We're looking for which team wins the division and what place the Phillies finish in.
So I got the Phillies for 92 wins, and I got them coming in second place.
And which team wins?
I'm going to say Atlanta Braves because
yeah.
they're the class. They're the class of the NL East. I just don't feel it with the Mets. I think that they're going to have they're aged, and I think they'll break down at the end of the game. At the end of the day, I just don't see anybody getting 100 wins because nobody's flawed. No one's flawless in that in this
sure.
division. It's going to be tight.
So, Rube, here's the deal, man. You'll probably remember this. About 30 years ago, tell me this isn't going to happen again when Trey Turner steps in there for the first at bat. About 30 years ago, first at bat of the season, Lenny Dykstra takes a ball to the, I don't know, the hand or the wrist, and he's out for 2 months. That's not happening to Trey Turner today, right?
No, please no, because then the guy
you're
that had
a
play.
Horrible human
I'm just saying,
being.
I couldn't believe it. It might have been the first pitch. It was like the very beginning of the season. Lenny's out for 2 months.
Yeah, but the biggest problem with that was that I was the one who replaced him.
Wait, you were the one
the
who replaced,
replaced him?
No
yeah.
way.
And that was the biggest problem. Yeah. I was good for about a week, and then after that, I stopped.
Listen, Ruben, those first two or three games, man, I'll never forget it. Was that June in 92?
That was actually, no, it was April of 92.
April of 92.
Yeah, literally the very first.
So you were his
replacement. Second game of the season.
I got you. I'm sorry. I thought, okay, yeah. Interesting. Because I remember, I think June of 92 is when you also, I don't know, I could be getting confused. But I remember that one tour at stretch you had those first couple games were unbelievable. But
yeah, I was in a tree for a while. And then they decided to spin the ball on me.
Oh, boy. All right. Rube, thanks. We got limited time here, man, but thanks for calling in. We're going to love doing the show with you all through baseball season and beyond. And obviously, we'll be seeing you on TV a ton.
Happy opening day, everybody.
You got it. There he is, Ruben Amar. Good stuff. All right, let's get back to the phones. Talk to Dave right now in Wilmington. Hi, Dave.
Hey, happy opening day, guys.
Happy opening day.
So this is the first time I've been able to get really excited about sports since September 4th. My wife was hospitalized. I missed the entire playoff run from the Phillies. I missed the entire Eagle season because she passed away the day after Christmas.
Dave, I'm so sorry to hear that, man. Our hearts go out to him.
And I don't mean to start it on a bad run and bring down the mood. The hospital dropped the ball with her care. But this is like my son has been phenomenal. He got me tickets for like 10 games this year already. So I'm really excited for this year.
Good, Dave. Well, listen, again, our condolences to you and your entire family. And, you know, one thing about sports, it has helped bring a lot of people back and sometimes, you know, society back from really serious stuff. So I'm glad you've got that sort of optimistic outlook as it relates to this season and the future. But I know your heart's still heavy, and we, you know.
Yeah. But, that's all I really wanted to say is how excited I am about baseball for the – because baseball, I've been down since the steroids and the strikes.
Yep.
This is the first time I'm really excited. Even the 08 season, I wasn't excited this year.
That's a unique one. All right, Dave, you got a shot to win tickets here to Adam Sandler. Give me a great moment in Phillies history.
I think it was May 1st, 2011. The Mets versus the Phillies when Osama bin Laden was announced that he was killed.
It's a tremendous answer, man.
It's a great answer. Wow.
And when it was going around the stands, and it was on Sunday Night Baseball, it's an incredible
Boa
answer.
Boa was the manager, wasn't he?
Who?
Was Boa the manager?
No, Charlie.
Charlie, that's right.
You're thinking
post
September 11th.
Yes, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Boa crying on the field was another very, my God, was that. That was amazing. And what Harry Cowell said when that broadcast began. Let's talk to Brian in Wilmington. Hi, Brian.
Hey, hello, good morning, show.
What's up, Brian?
Happy opening day.
Indeed.
Ben, I got a question for you.
Sure.
What do you think of the overnight trade for Christian Pache? I mean, you know, he doesn't hit much, but can Kevin Long work his magic?
If anyone can do it, Kay Long can do it. I mean, Pache is a good outfielder. He can run, but he's got some strides to make offensively, that's for sure.
Has he been really horrendous offensively?
Yeah.
That's what the stats say.
Yeah, he hasn't been good.
He's a great outfielder, though.
Tremendous.
Ben is underselling, yet he is a great defensive player.
So he will be replacing Schwarber or Castellanos on a regular basis if the Phillies have the lead late, right?
No, yes, most likely.
We got to think so. Yes. I mean,
well, Castellanos is going to be DHing to start the season.
Who DHs today?
Castellanos. Castellanos is going to be at least that's what they're saying, is it's going to be Castellanos DHing a fair amount.
And so who's the right fielder?
Jake Cave
will play right field.
Wow.
He was our best player in spring training.
He was the best player in all of spring training. Yeah. In all of Florida, Jake Cave was the best player down there. Dude hit .462 in spring.
How did this happen?
Well, he got
well,
hot.
Spring training. I mean, let's not,
it is
you know.
Spring training. It seems a lot different.
So you discount it.
I don't think he's going to bat 462. I don't think he's going to bat 300. You know, right. Spring training is very different, but it's nice to see.
Brian, are you excited for the lineup to come out?
I am. I always am. Brian, give me a big answer for a great moment in Phillies history.
I got a great one, and it changed the rules after this one. I was at the game with my 13-year-old niece. We stayed for the entire long doubleheader.
Yep.
In between all the rain delays, we were filling out the All-Star ballots. 4:42 a.m., Mitchy Poo gets the winning hit against the Padres.
Love it all, except for one thing. It was 4:40. They showed the clock at 4:41, but the hit itself was at 4:40.
Isn't that off the board?
The guy got it wrong.
The guy got it wrong. He said a home run.
So we'll let this count. I mean, we referenced it earlier, but let's let Brian's answer count. James, you got the audio of that?
I'm trying to pull it up. It's not coming up.
The great Trevor Hoffman. Now, he was young. He was super young. But for Mitch to get that hit was just wild. By the way, while James tries to dig up that audio, let's do a little over-unders here. Don't have all the players. Got a couple for prop bets. And, you know, this is the same disclaimer, John, I give you every single year. When we do over-unders for the Phillies, the Sixers, or the Eagles, the numbers always sound low because it's largely predicated on whether a player is going to stay healthy. And, you know, a bunch of guys don't stay healthy, and then they're going to come under the number. But Kyle Schwarber, who last year hit 46 homers, his over-under is 37.5, John. Would you go over or under that?
Wow.
Batting second.
Such a huge
batting second,
number.
Right, Ben? Is that?
Yes.
Generally?
Yeah. I don't know if he'll be in the two hole when Harper comes
sure.
back.
Sure. Okay. So, man, John, over under 37.5.
That feels like a. Man, I'll go over just for the sake of.
Yes, sir.
I expect greatness.
All right. Trey Turner, 23.5 home runs. Ben Davis, what do you got there?
Over.
Definitely.
Rhea, we got Aaron Nola, 13.5 wins.
Oh. Well, if I got them at 95, then he better. Yes.
Especially with this offense.
Yes, I'll go over.
And he's generally been very healthy through the years.
Yep.
James, absolutely. Zach Wheeler, 12.5 wins.
So I worry that Wheeler is going to take some time off during the season, like last year, maybe like a month or so. I'll still go over, but I think that's a good number.
Oh, you guys are all falling into the trap, man.
I almost went under. Unders are the way to bet. Yeah, unders are the move.
Because it feels juicy, but then injuries happen.
Injury. All you need is miss a month, then you're not getting your over-under.
Aaron's looking for the big payday.
He sure is.
You know.
And I find it interesting. He's got better odds to win the Cy Young than Wheeler.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Slightly. Huh. So in the National League, Nola's
that's
got to
be a durability thing, I think.
Yeah.
I think so. Nola's got the 8th best odds to win the NL Cy Young. Zach Wheeler has the 9th best odds. Alcantara, again, is number one. We'll see if he can do it again. And I had in here, I thought I had MVP, but here it is. MVP, National League MVP. So there's one fill on the board. No, I'm sorry, there's two fills on the board, at least, top end. Obviously, it can't be Bryce, doesn't have the availability. Trey Turner, Ben, you know baseball at a very deep level.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the top five for National League MVP, as the odds makers say they should be stacked
top
up.
Top five?
Yes.
I'm going to say Mookie Betts.
He is number two.
Freddie Freeman?
He is not in the top five. He's number eight.
Paul Goldschmidt?
He is not in the – he's number nine.
He just won the
– He just won it.
He's number
That's
nine.
That's disrespectful.
He also lost to the Phils.
I mean, they're
that guy's a loser.
I'm
going
to say Trey Turner.
Trey Turner is number five.
Jeez.
I mean, Acuña is up there.
Acuña is number three.
Juan Soto's got to be
up there. Juan Soto is number one. Tatis is number four. You guys did good. The only two you're missing in the top 10 are Nolan Arenado at 6 and Manny Machado tied with him at 6.
Oh, Manny.
So there you go. Let's do in a minute, in 1 minute's time. We're going
to Mitchy Poo? No?
Yeah, we'll listen to Mitchy Poo because he gets the hit. Harry Cowles. And I love how Richie Ashburn is just, it's just great. 4:40 in the morning. Late. Latest game of games ever been played in baseball history. Mitch Williams with the hit, 94.
Now the stretch. And the pitch. Swing and a base hit to left center field. Hank Camellia's going to score. This game is over. On an RBI hit by Mitchy Poo. The Phils have won it 6-5-10 on the Wild Things RBI hit. Can you believe it?
John, could you imagine with this new morning show, if we show up to work and a Phillies game is still going on?
Listen, something like that happened once, all very similar. Was it the Flyers Penguins?
Sure.
Five? Was it five overtimes?
Five overtime.
It ended normally when I would be waking up.
I believe it. Yeah.
It was like, none of us got much sleep that night.
Just crazy. All right, in 1 minute's time.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Times, you are sponsored by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, a different kind of network designed to save you money. On opening day, let's hit it with Times Yours.
Helter, every opening day, you're on the phone. From now on, that's how you do it. I'm so pumped right now. Go Phillies! Helter, lead the way! Here we go, baby!
It's great. By the way, if you're confused why I didn't wear the jersey today, John, the jersey for me comes out on the home opener. Now, we've had home openers before that were the opening day, but this was that,
I understand.
Road game thing.
You're going to wear that next Thursday?
Next Thursday.
And
It has been washed.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, Ray, what'd you say?
While we're there?
I think while we're there. I mean, what I do. I wear the jersey. I have to do it.
That won't be embarrassing at all.
Joe, you say you don't have time for fantasy baseball league. You take three-hour baths. You watch the West Wing 100 times over. Just man up to play the fantasy baseball league, Joe. Time's yours.
Look, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Strong point.
It's a valid point.
Can I just ask a question? What happens if I don't put a team on the field?
We will crush you. Mercilessly.
But then that'll get old, and then that's just it,
nah,
right?
Not for me, buddy.
I'll never stop. But, Ben, if you were really overwrought with – I got
the
a lot going on.
The West Wing and the bats. And yeah.
It's just a lot of stuff, man. That stuff. What you don't know is how many meetings I have, how many lunches, dinners. I mean, yesterday –
we have meetings and lunches.
Yeah,
and
but I got more than you do. I do. Mm-hmm. I got a lot, and I'm just saying I got a lot going on.
Your life
trying to hold a lot together around here. Mm-hmm. A lot going on.
Yeah, hi, this is John Ritchie. I just want to wish Danielle happy opening day, and I hope you're still out there hitting them dongs.
Danielle's hitting dongs every day when we're out in the yard.
I'm yours.
She's still out there.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. What are you doing over there, Joe? You crying? There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, I'm crying.
You know, I know it's a terrible thing that you can't use the water in Philadelphia, but it's okay because you can cry yourself a bathtub full of tears. You're so happy the Phillies are back, baby.
I love the Phillies, man.
Wow.
This is our team.
Woo! Let's go, opening day.
I got no shame with it, man. I embrace it. And with that, on opening day, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, celebrating their 23rd anniversary. Find new roads. Visit ArminChevy.com to see Armin's quality, certified, low-mileage, pre-owned inventory. John, today's question, which team will win the NL East this year? Mm-hmm. Obviously, the three choices. And no sorries to the Marlins or who is the other team?
The Nationals.
Oh, man, they stink. Do they even win 60 this year, Ben?
Their over-under is 59.5.
Oh, my God.
How about
really?
That? Yeah. Them and the A's, the only two
James,
under 60.
What is Aaron Judge's over-under for homers? That'd be fat. I mean,
it's a great question.
After a guy hits 62, like, what's the number set at? All right, while we wait for that, John, your prediction of people's prediction.
Yeah.
Phillies, Mets, Braves, all the answers on Twitter. What do you think they came in at?
It's a tricky one. The enthusiasm is through the roof right now, so I think it's going to be about half saying the Phillies, but then the other half say the Braves. The majority say the Braves.
All right, so you're mostly wrong. The Phillies won this thing in a runaway.
Wow.
I told you, man. Nice. They're a little too high on the Phillies. I mean, I'm not trying to dampen excitement and enthusiasm, but...
But let me dampen enthusiasm.
Yeah, let me do it anyway.
I think the Braves are better. I mean, Phillies got 63%. The Braves got 31%. The Mets, after winning
100 or 101.
Imagine that team wins over 100 games and they get 6% of the vote the next year.
It's unbelievable.
That is incredible. James, what's the answer on Aaron Judge?
42.5.
Wow.
Conservative. Wow.
Really?
Wow. So they're predicting an injury.
They always That's predict time miss. Or at least put it in there. Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Matter of fact, let's turn to right now. We're looking for a great answer to a wonderful moment in Phillies history. All you got to do is give us a big-time answer, and you'll be in the running coming up in about a minute here for the tickets to Adam Sandler. Tom, give me an answer, Tom.
Yeah, 2007 Phillies, last game of the season. The Phillies need a win.
Yeah.
And a Mets loss.
I love it. I love that answer. I was at that game. I cried tears of joy when the Phils won that day. Let's go to Mike and Ben Salem. Mike, give me an answer.
I got the Jimmy Rollins double 09 walk-off.
Yeah, Broxton. It's a great one, too.
Jimmy!
Let's go to Tone right now. Tone, give me an answer.
Real quick. Guess what?
No real quicks, Tone.
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
The Bob Boone, Pete Rose, maybe?
I don't know. Pete Rose! Ben, give me a great moment. Pete Rose! Is it when he became the National League hit leader and passed Sam Usual? Is it when he caught the ball?
Or when he caught the ball from Bob Boone?
Yeah, or is it...
over by the dugout?
Or is it any of the other, like, 5,000 moments he had in his five seasons? Pete Rose! All right, John. That could win drop of the week, by the way. All right. Pete Rose! Is it when he signed with the Phillies? Pete Rose! Is it when he came back last year and did horrible things? No, it's not. Pete Rose, no. All right, I have in my hand, John, a cup, and in this cup has the names of everyone who gave a great answer, which Pete Rose was not a great answer. John, pick out a name. This person's headed to see Adam Sandler.
All right.
Did you move him around?
I did not. Drew, you win tickets to see Adam Sandler.
That's from about 2.5 hours ago. All right, congratulations
there
to
you
Drew.
Go.
Drew's answer was
Shane Victorino.
Everyone have a wonderful. And when I say wonderful, I mean special rest of the day because it's opening day.
That's right, baby.
We do this once a year where we have a show before opening day. And every year, you know the deal. We close the show. The best way to close the show on opening day, we hearken back to Harry Callis and High Hopes. Joe and Hugh are up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow reviewing today's game. High Hopes leads us out.
When you are down, lift your head off the ground. There's a lot to be learned. So look around. Once there was a silly old ant, thought he'd move a rubber tree plant. Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky, I hope so. When you start to feel it low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Whoop, there goes another rubber tree. Up there goes another rubber tree. Whoop, there goes another rubber tree plant.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.